Yesterday, as you know, the Minister for the Environment, Alan Kelly, had a meeting with the Chief Executive of Irish Water. Let's have a listen now to what John Tierney had to say. John Tierney plus Heckler speaking yesterday about his own future and other matters at Irish Water.
Nobody has asked me to step down, and as you will have seen, I've got excellent support, because again there's a recognition that this is probably one of the most difficult jobs anybody was ever asked to undertake. And I've been up for the task since day one, and I'll be up for the task for the rest of my tenure.
Will you be here this time next year?
I will indeed. Thank you.
Your staff deserve pay relation awards.
My staff are doing a fantastic job for the people, and it is actually a humbling experience to see the work they're doing on behalf of the people.
That was John Tierney speaking outside the Dáil yesterday. On the line now, or joining us from our Dáil studio, in fact, Fergus O'Dowd, Fine Gael TD for Louth, former junior minister with responsibility for, among other things, Irish Water. Good morning to you, Fergus O'Dowd.
Good morning to you, Sean.
Now, John Tierney said in that extract that he will still be in a job in a year's time. As minister who was involved, as I say, in setting up Irish Water, do you think he should stay?
Well, I think, Sean, that basically the mission has not been accomplished, and I think that Mr. Tierney should step aside.
Why do you think that?
Well, I think it's such a huge issue out there, and it's, you know, everybody is up in arms over what has happened. People are extremely angry, and I believe that the issue of getting the message across, which is a core message for Irish Water, of having a safe water supply, of having a secure water supply, about the environmental issues, they've all been missed. And I think we should reset Irish Water now.
But Alan Kelly clearly didn't feel it necessary to make that call on him. Was it something he said after the meeting yesterday that has convinced you now that John Tierney is not fit for purpose, so to speak?
Well, I think I'm expressing my personal view, and obviously I'm a backbencher in Fine Gael, and that's what I'm saying. I feel that the public would like to see a new management team in place. I believe there's a huge message to be sold. It hasn't been sold properly. And I think that, you know, the chief executive should step aside. I have no issue with that. And I think that's what the public want.
But what has he done wrong?
Well, I think the key point all along for me, as having been involved at the beginning about setting up of Irish Water, was actually to sell the environmental message, that people would know why water charges were coming in, and that it wouldn't turn out to what it is now. At the moment, Sean, it's a Demonos argument. It's Dem are Irish Water, us are the people. And it has to be a message of all of us together, stepping out together to improve our water supply.
I was going to say to you, wasn't that the government's job primarily, explaining to people why we should conserve water and why we should pay for it? Fundamentally, that was the government's job.
I think that's the key. That is absolutely correct. It was my job as Minister of State in the department to make that case very, very strongly. And I did at every single event I went to, at every speech I made in the Dáil, at every speech in the Shannon, at all the public events I went to, and at every meeting I went to privately. But you see, it's the people are not with us. That's the problem. And
yes.
We've got to show that we are changing. We are changing our message. We're changing our leadership team. New management will make it all possible, I believe. And people, we need to have a second chance at this, because it's so important to our economy that we do this.
Well, you see, part of the difficulty now with this, and you wrote about this in the Irish Independent a few weeks ago, talking about it has become a quango with a bonus culture. But the big problem with the bonus culture is these pay-related schemes that
sure,
they have.
Yes, yeah.
And they were directly imported from Bord Gáis.
Yes, yeah.
You were the minister responsible for that transition. You had, along with Phil Hogan and other ministers, had full access to the model that was being used, and you waved it through. And now you want to throw John Tierney under the bus because people aren't happy.
Well, I think the point, Sean, I've made all along is that I accept responsibility for the job that I did. But within that job, I had actually had no delegated responsibility. So I had no responsibility in terms of decision making. And in fact, I sought that responsibility and didn't get it. But I am prepared. I was prepared then, and I am prepared now to step up to the mark on that and to make the arguments for change. And we need to be champions of the consumers of water. We need Sean, we need to show that this is, as I said last year, this is a battle for the hearts and minds of the people to get them to change the way they think about water so that we can have a better water system for our whole country, that Dublin will not be without a water supply, that, you know, that there will be more jobs. That's what it's all about, and we're not getting those messages across.
Is this just your own personal view now that he should go, or do you think other backbenchers in Fine Gael, and you had a big conversation about it again last night, I understand, do many other backbenchers feel the same way?
Well, in fairness, this is my own personal view. I haven't discussed it with people. Obviously, clearly, I've been thinking a lot about issues. I feel that the, you know, we've made a lot of mistakes, but now we have a chance to get it right. It's a huge political issue out there. As I said before, there are thousands of people out there who have lost their jobs, whose income hasn't improved, who are now moving into, thankfully, into a better environment following our budget. But we need to show that we understand their needs and their cares. And we need to step up to that. And I think changing the campaign now is the way to go. And I think a new management team will do that. And we have the opportunity to spread that message now. And I think a start like that, while it may be deemed to be radical, it's what the people want. And let us sell our messages properly.
Enda Kenny just 2 days ago told the Dáil and Alan Kelly, sorry, Enda Kenny told the Dáil that he had confidence in John Tierney. Are you now at risk of undermining the Taoiseach's authority?
Not at all, no, Sean. No, as I said, my role is as a backbencher, and I'm free to speak my mind. I'm in a party, a democratic party, and I'm happy to say that, you know, that all views are respected within the party. And clearly, the cabinet can make the decisions that they wish. But I am ultimately, you know, responsible for myself and for what I say and for what my beliefs are. And that's what I believe. That doesn't mean it's going to happen. But I think there's a huge enough issue out there for everybody to say if we have to win this battle, I think we need to change at the top in terms of Irish water, definitely.
At the top, should it just be John Tierney alone,
or should team, he, I'm not
the whole lot of them should go? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying that the management team, like I genuinely don't know who the management team are, but I'm just saying is that I suppose John personifies in his persona or in his position that he holds, he represents Irish Water in the public mind.
But he's a vastly experienced public
servant.
He's
the most experienced administrator that could be picked for that job, particularly in terms of his tremendous work in local government. He was the prime person in local government.
Maybe one of the reasons, based on all of that experience, why he described it yesterday as one of the most difficult jobs anybody had ever been asked to do, was because he was given an impossible task, and now because certain shortcomings are becoming apparent, off with his head seems to be your attitude.
No, Sean, no. Again, I just want to reiterate what I've said all along from the very beginning. At every single meeting I went to, both at the management team in the Department of the Environment and any meetings I had with Irish Water at every and any level, it was all about selling the message, about getting the people on your side, about explaining why people have to pay. One of the arguments that I made very strongly was fixing the pipes before the meeting came in, the issue about the first fix being free, the issue about making sure that it wasn't legislation, that it could never be privatised. They were all the issues that I articulated and argued for. And one of the big criticisms I made within the department was that, and I said this at a management meeting, that it would be a disaster because the people weren't being informed. Now, I worked as a teacher at one time, and the key thing is bring people with you. And I know that as minister, I went to County Mayo, a place over there called Kilmina, and I met a national school of young people there who are involved in water conservation, the Kilmina Ballycroy Group Water Scheme. And all of those are articulating and living every day, you know how to conserve water.
Yeah, okay, that's the nice touchy-feely side to this.
Sean.
But look, coming back to this thing, again, a lot of listener reaction to this, Fergus O'Dowd.
Sure.
Tierney is being held out to dry by that man, says John in Donegal. Fine Gael is in disarray with O'Dowd and other ex-ministers rebelling. No wonder they're attacking Sinn Féin and Adams to deflect attention. Now, we're not going to go there for the moment. And if John Tierney is to step aside, says another listener, if John Tierney is to step aside, so should those who appointed him.
Well, look, I'm just speaking for myself, Sean.
What else would change, though? Let's say for the sake of argument, they take your advice. Do you think, if he were to be pushed aside or if he were to step aside today or tomorrow, if he were to do that and be replaced, do you seriously expect that there would somehow be a deluge of people then complying and filling their forms in and getting back to Irish Water?
I can't answer that question, Sean, but I can certainly say this, that if there was a change at the top, and I'm trying not to personalise it, and I've said that earlier on, I just said that there should be a change there, and that's no reflection on the persona of the person themselves, that it will allow us to start again, and that's what's important.
What else should be part of that arrangement? For instance,
I think the key thing, as I've said all along, was, if I can explain this to you, it may be slightly better than I did earlier, is that It's a battle for everybody's heart and mind out there. In other words, everybody that I speak to are resisting water charges because of their financial situation and so on. None of them can articulate the arguments as to why we need to pay. And that's the problem. And if we can sell that message to them up and down the country, sell it through the schools, sell it through young people particularly, our greatest people to articulate water conservation actually are our rural communities who have been in water schemes for generations. And to get all those arguments and debates out there and to change the debate, to about our jobs. We're a water-rich country. We can attract industry in pharmaceuticals, in ICT, in agriculture. We are the place for that industry to come. But if our water isn't up to scratch, if we haven't got the water supply, then we won't get that industry in here. But that costs money. If you think about, there's a place called Garry Hinch down there in the Kildare-Leash border. There's going to be the biggest man-made lake in Europe there. And we can have the water coming from the Shannon to supply the greater Dublin area. I went to an equivalent place in the United Kingdom where they have over 1 million visitors a year visiting the recreation and amenity created by the water conservation project.
In the meantime,
and if everybody in Dublin knows that that's going to be the outcome of it, well, then they'll buy into it because they know there's something being done with their money. They can see it, they can visit it, they're secure in their jobs, they're secure in the future. Water supply in Dublin equals demand more or less in 3 or 4 years' time. So if there's any interruption to supply, well, then Dublin is in serious crisis.
Fergus O'Dowd, former junior minister, TD for Louth, thank you very much indeed for joining us.